irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here and sponsoring us each and every Thursday night at 5. So if you want to call in, get your questions ready. It's 323-203-0815. And I want to tell you a few things that's going on right now. So we have an in-person life script class and the dream class, and that is April 8th is full. So we are going to add another date for these classes. We do have a Getting to I Do class that's opening February 18th. There's four openings left. We only take six students. So these classes are all limited to six, and they're in person. So if you want any more information about this or you want to sign up, you can go to www.wanticestore.com. And for any other information and to sign up for the newsletter, make sure you go to www.drpatallen.com, and you'll find out some more great information there. Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
I appreciate that. And
I'm available
with the question.
Okay, great. Well, I know we've got some calls coming in. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Hi, this is Janice.
I've reached the voicemail box.
I'm sorry, Janice. We've lost Dr. Allen. Give us 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Allen. How are you?
I'm fine. Pretty fine. Hi, yes.
Good. My name is Janice. I had called before.
What is your name?
Janice, I have taken your advice of trying to get over an axe, and you said to get rid of my table, and ever since then, I'm not hooked on him anymore. I was hooked on him for 5 years. Anyway, excuse me?
You're done with him? No more contact?
Oh, no, there hasn't been contact. I couldn't get over him, and you gave me some advice, and it worked.
You had
I'm just somebody new. The thing is that I don't know the interest level. I don't know if he's a player, but I am a little turned off by him. I like him. I'm extremely attracted to him.
Wait.
Excuse me?
What data have you received that indicates he's a player?
He's wanting me to go to his home. You know, he wants to have sex right away. We had two dates.
No, that's called normal man.
Okay.
God
normal man.
To propagate the earth. What you're supposed to be is act like a lady when you set boundaries.
Okay, this is the thing with him. He's got a foul mouth, all right?
And you've given him the timeout sign, haven't you?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you. You're a little foggy.
Okay, you have given him timeout sign. You know my five signs, my five rules?
I've given him, I'm having a hard time hearing you, doctor.
She's saying, are you giving him the time out sign? Time out meaning
what's
like
the time out sign mean?
A time out, when a referee in a football game puts like the time out sign, everything stops.
He texted me this morning and I have not responded because I'm really annoyed with something he said, you know, on the date, second date. He wanted to see me this week. During the week, I said, I'm available on the weekends because I just started a new job. And he gets, you know, contacts me on a Thursday when it should be on a Wednesday. And I'm annoyed by what he said on the date about a sexual experience he had with another woman many years ago. And he said it in a crude way. So, yeah, I'm giving him a timeout. No contact. I didn't respond to him. I don't know how to, should I just cut him loose or give him a chance? Oh, I got to set some boundaries.
Did you call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer?
Dr. Allen, can you move the mic closer to your mouth? Dr. Allen.
I got the mic. Don't forget, I'm in a car, and we're going up and down hills. So I'm basically doing the best I can. Is this better?
Oh, that's better. That's better.
Okay. I moved the phone.
Okay.
Now, my ruling or my idea is that all men, when they meet you, will be whoever they are. And if you have any chemistry, your body likes to look at them or you like them, that you give them at least 3 dates in which to demonstrate the way they are, but you signal them with my tools in order to give them a chance to accommodate your cherishable needs. But if you're going to judge him for not being molded by his last woman, whether it's his mother or his last 15 girlfriends, then no man's going to make it to the front line, because they all, if they're healthy, want sex. Their bodies want it. That's what they like. Harvard did the study and found that 2/3 of men want sensual and sexual stability. 2/3 of women want status and financial stability.
Right, and he has a lot of it.
He has a lot of what?
Financial stability.
Well, then why are we being so masculine, judgmental, when he hasn't been immoral, unethical, or illegal? He's only been an irritating, natural man.
Because I feel overwhelmed by him. I shut down.
Well, what I'm hearing is you, sir, may be with a man who's a bigger man than you are.
Oh, he's definitely got a stronger personality than me.
Do you want to be with a man, or do you want to be with a girl in a body of a boy?
No, I want to be with a man.
Then how many times have you dated this natural animal?
2 times. Two times.
You haven't done the 3 times. You're already rejecting him before you're giving him his 3 potential moldable dates.
Okay, it's already Thursday. What if he asks me out on this weekend? It's kind of late already, don't you think?
You read the rules, didn't you?
You got it. You're so smart, Dr. Hell.
My personal opinion is my men like to be trained like a good animal trainer would do it. The rules is too mean to men for my sake. If they don't call by Wednesday, you can't date them on Saturday. Oh, doesn't matter if he's doing a $1 million deal in Japan. No, he's got to call me by then. Does that sound a little like the inside of your head?
Yeah, it's too much. I agree with you.
What's too much?
Too much, what you're saying, the rules. I agree with that.
I got news for you. You're doing the rules. You're not doing Pat Allen. Pat Allen teaches, and I sound like I'm a, you know, whatever. Anyway.
I bought your book about a 2 weeks ago.
I appreciate that. But did you read it, or did you just...
I'm reading it. I'm reading it. I downloaded the app on my phone, and then somebody was telling me about the rules. I'm going back to just strictly you. That's it.
The way I do it is, you, number one, assume if they're healthy, they're sexual. You assume it. And as long as you don't have to call the cops, the doctor, and the lawyer, you don't bitch about it.
Right.
Especially if they can provide status and security. That means they're single and they've got a buck in the bank. Right?
Right, right.
So when he does something, I'm going to put the tools out here right now for those of you that are listening. If you want to mold a man by respecting him, which is the best way I know, the first thing you do is, when he asks you what you think about something, tell him what you feel. And never ask him what he feels unless he's physically ill. Ask him always, what does he think, what does he want, what's his opinion, what's his suggestion, and what do you do, what does he want you to do to help him achieve it? It's called respect. The second tool is, you're a bright, masculine woman. Your daddy wanted a boy, right?
Yep.
Well, he almost got one. So with that little joke in mind, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question a man, a gentleman, well, he may not be gentle yet, but he's a man. You know what a tie is? You know a tie, pretty tie? Guys wear ties. You know what a tie really is?
A necktie.
No. Oh, yes.
Well, it's a leftover piece of a noose. We women have to train the men to be gentlemen. A man is a man until he meets a lady he loves. Then he must be a gentleman. He must mold himself or he loses her. Okay? So the second tool is, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question, you have to make an appointment. Sir, I want to let you know something that may be a little painful. When would it be convenient today, tonight, on this date, to hear me? Oh, you don't want to hear me? Excuse me, stop at the next corner, I'll get a cab and go home. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, when he does something, or he doesn't say something, you want him to say, yes, I want to hear what it is you're saying. You know what? You have every right to go for sex. You have every right to say that, this, that, and whatever. However, I'm uncomfortable with it, and I don't like that. So what do you think about not doing that or taking that back? Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the second tool. You want to go on?
Yes.
Third tool. When you're irritated by him, but you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, what you say to him is, you have a right to say that. You have a right to ask that. You have a right to be you. But what you're saying and doing is irritating me, and I don't like to be irritated. So what do you think about not doing it or doing it this way, and what can I do to help you and I do it? That's when you're irritated with them. Fourth tool. There's only five. The fourth tool is, his mouth is shut, but his body is telling you something. Tones of voice, gestures, postures. And gestures, you know what that one is, the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Tones, gestures, postures, and facial expressions. When when you see something like that on a man you're with, you say, I sense by the look on your face, I think that by your gesturing, I believe by your body language that you're upset about something. Am I right? If they say yes, say, what can I do to help you and I do better? If they say no, say, fine. If you ever are upset, let me know. And then if they don't answer you, if they don't say yes or no to, I sense you're mad at me, then you say to them, a non-answer is a negative answer. What can I do to help you and I do better right now? Now, do you hear those messages?
Yes. I'm asserting myself in a nice way. Yeah.
And the no, respectful way. It's not nice. They don't like being trained. But they can't be with us, if we're ladies, if they don't train. The last tool is time out, like the referee. What are you doing, lady? I'm giving you a signal that I'm upset about something. Do you want to know the reason? Yeah, yeah, what is it? I'm upset the way you spoke to me a little bit ago. I'm upset about this. I don't like this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are you willing to go on, if he wants to call you back, have you already turned him down for the next date?
Yeah, I could do that.
What?
Right now, he sent me a text this morning. I totally ignored it. Now I'm wondering, do I send him anything or just leave it?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. What you say is, I'd be more than willing to have a third date with you.
He didn't ask. He asked Sunday, and I said I couldn't during the week. Only on the weekend.
Sunday? I thought Sunday was on the weekend.
No. I seen him last Saturday, and he said, when can I see you? And I said, the weekend.
He said, after the weekend.
No, I said the weekend.
Well, Sunday is the weekend.
Yeah.
So you turned him down for the weekend. Tough girl. What pray tell are you doing on Sunday?
I don't know. I did have something to do on Sunday.
And I'll bet you it was with a girl.
Friends, yeah.
Was it all right,
so
girl?
Just... Friends, some friends. I had to meet some friends.
Girl?
Yes.
But they had vaginas.
You're funny. No. Just as a friend, meeting friends. I don't go that way, Dr. Allen.
Were you going with somebody that had a penis or a vagina? Would you please answer the question?
Well, I don't like to say that. It was a friend, a female.
Well, I think you'll make a great lesbian, don't you?
Doctor, oh my God. All right, I get the point, Dr. Allen.
What is the point? What is my point?
Soften up and let him take the lead. And if I don't like something, I can say it.
In a respectful way.
In a respectful way, because in the past, I used to get very aggressive.
Most men and with vaginas do.
Okay. That's so funny that you said
realize,
my dad wanted...
Do you realize that Women's Lib forgot one added lesson? You know what it was? Ladies, when you leave the office, leave your balls there.
I like that.
Do you know that 18% of the homes in America are headed up now by men, not women? Did you see The Intern with Robert De Niro?
No, I didn't see that.
It's about Robert De Niro being an intern to a lady business owner with the husband who's taking care of the daughter. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Masculine woman with feminine man, which I have no problem with. I have no problem with women being men and men being women. But I can't stand women who act like men being mad at men who are being men.
Right. Well, I get what you say, because I do want a masculine man. I don't want somebody that I have to take care of. But my whole life I had to take care of myself because I was never married.
If that means for you, then you have found your spiritual director in me, because I've done the same thing. But I haven't been without a man in the last 35 years, and I've had two of them die. You know, I mean, why is a woman in her 80s able, who has a business, why am I able to be with men when young women can't be?
God bless you.
What?
God bless you. You must be doing something right. I respect that.
You know what? I'm remembering to leave my balls at the office.
Okay.
And to go home a lady. And a lady respects a man unless she has to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer. Now, I have no problem with you calling the police, the doctor, and the lawyer. But getting you mad, so mad at him being irritating as a natural animal, why don't you date gay guys? They will never ask you for sex.
Oh, no, no.
Well, then what's the name here? This guy
he's either a muscle builder
for you or a real man for you. But you can't lose.
Actually, he scares me. That's the whole thing. He's got a very strong personality.
Sir, you... do you realize what you're saying? You're saying he is so masculine, he generates scary feelings in me. Do you know that that's called chemistry?
Oh, yeah, there's major chemistry with us.
I know that, but you're so rude, you won't allow him to court you.
Okay, I'm going to take your advice. You helped me with the table with my ex and a few other things.
That's right. And are you willing to read my book, Getting to I Do?
I have the book on my app. That's the only book I have, so I go through the pages.
I want you to read every word of the book, sir.
Yes, I am.
All right, read it and call us back.
I will. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat Allen.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, I want to do a note here. I've gotten some text messages that people are a little confused. So we're live on Thursday from 5 to 6.
What?
Our show is live on Thursday from 5 to 6. And LA Talk Radio has been courteous enough to also list us on Friday with our recorded show. That show is not live. That is the recording. So Thursday...
Well, I want them to listen to the recording ones.
Of course, but we also want them to know that Thursday is the night you call in from 5 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Pacific Standard Time. And I also wanted to let you guys know that Dr. Allen does private appointments. And if you want more information about private appointments, you can contact Sue at info@drpatallen.com. And let me see what else. She does those.
What else about my Monday and Wednesday?
Yes, Monday and Wednesday night, the first Monday and the first Wednesday of the month, Dr. Allen is live, and you can see her in Orange County, or you can see her in at Bristol Parkway at the Courtyard Marriott. Very exciting show, very wonderful show, been going on forever. So go to the website and look up what's going to happen. We've already had our February show. So the next shows will be in March. And we're really excited. We have a lot of great things going on with those classes. Again, go to www.oneistore.com and find out what's going on. And it looks like we have another caller.
Good.
Okay, hello. Caller, are you there?
Ooh. Hello?
Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Oh, cool. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Hello.
Here's my question. So, a nice gentleman met me some weeks ago. We went on two dates, and
I love it that you signaled me that you were the feminine and he pursued you. I've heard you before.
Yes, I heard you before. I think by now I have about 200 hours of you in my brain, at least. Between the shows and the podcast, yeah.
Okay. And remember, everything I teach is based on the latest and the best neuroscience of sexuality.
I love that.
I have to when I upgrade my addiction, I'm a specialist in alcoholism and addiction and sexual addiction. Green Hospital, Harvard University. Okay? So
yes.
I do this, and in order to keep my certification, I have to take 20 units a year in neuroscience having to do with alcoholism and sexual addiction, and I have to have 18 units for my license on other subjects.
I'm so grateful for that.
Therefore, what I'm saying to you is not my philosophy. It's the science of this business of addiction and sexual mating. Okay? So what can I do for you tonight?
It's science and it's working. It's crazy. So my question is this. You know how you always say that it's basically mothers that nurture men's masculinity? What happens? This gentleman, his mother died when he was 4. And his father was devastated.
What female replaced her? Was there a nanny?
No one replaced her.
Was there a grandma?
His dad. His dad was absolutely devastated. Even though he was very young, he was only 34. He said he never remarried. He never had a real partner after this. He said, you know, F buddies, lovers, but no one
but
real.
But his dad a gentleman? Because a gentleman has both a brain and a heart.
It sounds like it. He raised his stepsister. He raised him. The guy is now 33, and I'm 33. I sensed on the second date, I think he's a norepinephrine addict like me, and he had crazy girlfriends. One of his girlfriends tried to kill him and her by driving the car off the cliff,
That sounds like norepinephrine. For those people out there in the world that don't know what a norepinephrine is, God has built in nature our neurons, and when we use them, we develop dendrites, which connect at the synaptic gap in the brain so that the energy flows over the nerves, neurons, nerves. But there are three neurotransmitters. There is dopamine, that's an upper, sex, money, and mind-altering chemicals will do that. You can either buy them on the street or make them in your body when you have a great sex life or a great money life. That's one. Then there's serotonin. You release serotonin every 90 minutes while you sleep. so that you can tranquilize yourself and get ready for the next day. And then there's a third one called norepinephrine in America, but it's called noradrenaline in England. And that one was created by nature, by God, whatever you want to call it, to quiet people down when they're going hysterical. Picture this. A group of bison are racing across a desert. If they keep racing, all the calves will die. Then all the big animals will die of broken hearts from the excessive dopamine, cortisol, crazy-making racing. So nature downs with norepinephrine. If you have been raised painfully in the first 3 years of your life, your nervous system may be damaged. And now we know in the last 15, 20 years, Norman Doidge wrote a book, The Brain That Changes Itself, that those wounds, those painful wounds that we experience from the time we're 6 months old in utero till the time we're 3 years old, those years, if we lived in a state of stress and pain, we wound our nervous system, demyelinate it, ruin our T cells. It's a mess. And what that does is it causes the people that are norepinephrine addicts, they feel comfortable when they're in pain and they're terrified when they're having pleasure. Is that
That's the
craziest thing?
It is. And so I was wondering, do norepinephrine addicts single out other norepinephrine addicts? Because I don't think...
Absolutely. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that would help if you did that every now and then. That would help your body. Shit, that is.
If I did what? Sorry, I do that.
Okay.
Well, I'm just worried that if you think...
In a crowded room, a norepinephrine addict will spot the terror in the eyes of another norepinephrine addict. Because if there's anything scarier, if you've ever gone to a party and seen a norepinephrine addict sitting in a chair looking like he's at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody comes up to try to talk to him or her, pull away, avoidance. You see what I'm saying?
Hmm. Yeah,
but that's not how we met, though.
What?
That's not how we met. I was at a party, but I was very happy, and I was dancing and flirting during the Pat Allen tricks.
I know, then maybe you weren't that broken that night.
No, I wasn't.
He may be more pink. He's telling you stories about no mommy, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what
that
I was going to...
Exactly.
Well, I asked him.
That's a question. Oh, you asked him what? Did your mother abandon you?
No, I asked him, he mentioned things about his dad, and I said, oh, what about your mom? He's like, I don't remember my mom very well. And I said, oh, really, why? He said, she died when I was 4, so I vaguely remember her.
But he had her for the first 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really important years.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Okay. We're now finding that the mirror neurons, these are neurons that are left blank until another human being stimulates them by playing peekaboo or hi-hi, playing with you. Everybody needs to be stimulated from 6 months in utero to the third birthday. It is necessary or the baby can't thrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just did another study that mothers hold their babies in the right arm.
Yes.
Do not activate that portion of the brain. Mothers that hold their babies in the left arm, that portion of the brain
because
is
the heart.
Right.
The heart is beating.
So that's really interesting.
Wow.
I used to work in adoptions, and I would teach women that were getting a baby from another woman that they should get clothing from the real birth mother, they should get a clock, and they should rock the baby because that's vestibular stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, do you know how many days? The first 3 days of life. The first 3 days of life, that baby, if it is not stimulated properly, will have what I call, or what other people call, the adoption phenomenon. They'll spend more time in jail than in college because they have been wired for pain, abandonment.
Wow.
So you have a norepinephrine addict, and you claim to be a norepinephrine addict, right?
Well, you diagnosed me with it. So, but I'm reparenting myself to normal now.
Are you going through the painful desensitization of parties, dates, pleasure?
Yes.
Is it working? Are you getting the hang of it?
I am getting a hang of it, yes, and I'm actually seeing very interesting results. Men do react to me differently now. They do things for me, make me dinners, and they're not trying to have sex with me right away.
Why? Do you know why? Because when they look in your eyes, they see pleasure and love, not pain and fear.
I'm very appreciative.
I think you've made great strides, Seattle.
Oh, yes, I have.
We've been, if you will, listening to you for a while on the show, and I think you've made a lot of really great strides with Dr. Allen's help. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, I think so too. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I'll just call myself Seattle from now on.
What is your question for tonight?
Oh, the question for tonight was that I don't know what to do with him. It all seemed kind of needy. And what happened the next day?
Is he reaching out to you? Are you dating him?
Well, I went on two dates, and then he asked me out the next day. And he asked me out to come and join his friends at some play night at some bar for some... I forgot what the game is called. It's some board game or something. But I had to study, so I said, I would love to, and thank you so much for the invite, but I can't.
I know that, but that's normal. Are you accepting invitations from him?
Yes.
And you have chemistry. Both of you feel chemistry. You like being near each other's body.
I don't know. I think...
If he asks you out, that's what he's saying. I want to be near your body.
Okay, well, I guess maybe he has chemistry for me. But there was a big break in between.
What?
So I met him originally. I first met him before Christmas. Then he asked me out. Then that's when I was sick and he brought me flowers. And then he kind of vanished. And I ignored
soup,
and then
right?
He, and soup,
wait
yes,
a minute.
Yes, yes.
Does he stay away from you longer than 8 weeks?
No. It was every time it was no more than 10 days that he would reach out back to me.
Do you understand that he has 8 solid rumination weeks to come back to talk to you, be with you? 8 solid weeks.
Got it. Okay.
So are you willing to desensitize him with pleasure by dating him when he calls and asks?
Yes, but I don't want to end up with a grown baby because, you see, after the second date, what happened is he calls me the next day and he tells me, I may be getting arrested right now, would you come and get my car? And I said, I can't, my license had expired. But if he's a man and he basically got pulled over and his driver's license got expired and he wanted somebody
to
come in.
Do you realize how much fun he was having with that norepinephrine pain?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And my reaction is like, oh, he's getting arrested. This is so exciting. But that's not normal. That's not what I want anymore. I don't want to end up with another rabbit hole, basically, is what I want.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You're in the process of molding him into a pleasure-seeking man. Is that correct? And I hope to God you're dating at least two other men.
Well, I was, but one of them is going to go away because I have no chemistry with him. And another one, last week I had my last date and I have no chemistry. So I have to find two more.
Wait a minute. Do you realize what you're saying? I'm telling you, I want you dating three men at all times for a minimum of three dates. That's what I told the last
I had three dates with those other two.
I know, but you've got chemistry. And I want you to hear that when he says, I got arrested, you know he's doing his addiction to norepinephrine. And the book on that is Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers by Robert Sapolsky.
Mm-hmm.
That's the anxiety book. He teaches at Stanford. He's our country's best spokesperson on anxiety.
I have that book. I haven't. I think I read a little bit of it.
Mindfulness.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, see, you've got to put it together. When he's in pain, it's normal. When pleasure's coming towards him, he gets scared and abnormal.
Huh. It's like, it'll be like the blind leading the blind with me if I'm kind of the same way still.
I got news for you. I'm your Braille teacher, dear.
That's very true.
I'm giving you books. I want you to go get the movie What the Bleep Do We Know and watch it.
Oh, I have watched it.
Do you understand? Good. The point of what I'm saying is you're going to be always chemically attracted to people that are bringing you the lesson you need.
Okay.
You need to muscle build.
So keep dating him.
I want you to keep dating him, but to do it like a lady.
Oh, I am. Yeah, he's not getting in.
That's what I'm saying. So. No penile insertion in mouth, anus, or vagina unless there's a commitment for monogamy, continuity, and longevity. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. No, I'm not doing that. Very interesting because the other man... Oh, sorry.
Do you understand that if people have chemistry is what allows you to be with them longer than 3 years. 3 years is normal for people that don't negotiate and build friendships. People who build friendships in spite of personal wounds, they can stay together because the chemistry will keep them together even when they're mad at each other.
Yes, and that's what I'm looking for, but it's hard to find.
I got news for you. It's one right standing in front of you.
Okay. So if you ask me again, I'll go with him.
You do it. He's either a muscle builder for the right man or he's the right man. You can't lose.
That's very true.
You've got to grow. No pain, no gain. You got to fire it to wire it, the brain. Don't forget Norman George's book, The Brain That Changes Itself.
I have that one, too, in my little Pat Allen library.
And I wonder if you read it.
I don't even remember what I read anymore. I've read so many. I've read all of your books, and I read many of the books that you recommended. Dark hours of desperation.
I've got news for you. I'm giving you simple lessons. Date them three times. Use my five tools. You see, unless you have to call the cops, a doctor, and a lawyer, if you've got chemistry, keep them. If you've got chemistry, keep them. But learn the lessons of how to mold them into gentlemen. A man is a man till he meets a lady, and she requires him to become a gentleman. Period. It's supposed to be his mother, but rarely is today.
That's very true. Okay.
All right.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thanks, caller. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was some interesting stuff.
What?
That was interesting stuff. She's called before. I'm glad she's calling back and keeping us up to date.
She's given me a chance to teach what I know.
Exactly.
Both of them were. I thank them both.
Exactly. Let's see.
So what are we going to do now?
We have one more call.
Hello?
Give him 1 second. We're getting him unhooked up into the system. Okay, caller, are you there?
I'd like to make the announcement for everybody out there. My latest book, philosophy book, it's
forwarded to an automatic universe,
went to the publisher on January 31st.
Yes, indeed it did.
What?
Yes, it did. Indeed.
Yes.
Okay, caller, are you there? You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Hello. Nope, we lost that caller.
Hello.
All right, here's
you've reached Kimberly Kelly, licensed acupuncturist and herbalist.
All right, so if someone sleeps in past a brunch date, even though there was no set time, and asks for another one, is there anything to say besides accepting?
If somebody, he stood you up, somebody stood somebody up?
Yeah.
Was it a first date? Do you know, does it say if it was a first date or
no, just date? It just said it was a brunch date and the person, quote unquote, slept in past the brunch date.
I was afraid I'd been back.
Wait a minute. Okay. We had a swerve with the car.
Oh.
Hello.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah. No. Okay. So what is it?
A person slept in past a brunch date with no set time. Is there anything to say besides just accepting when they ask again?
There's one little gimmick that I've had and I've taught people. Did I misunderstand you? I thought he had a brunch date at 10 o'clock on Sunday. Did I make a mistake?
That's an interesting one. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, let me see what else we've got here really quick. I think we have one. We can take one more question.
Okay.
If I can find it here in my many, many messages. Okay. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Looks like a man is 36 and lives with his mother. Is there something to be aware of or negotiate before having sex? He is amazing apart from that. He has a good job, friends, hobbies, and lived away for 7 years, but moved back for a promotion and to pay off student loans.
And that sounds like a man. It sounds like a man who, for his own financial sake, and probably for his mother's sake, is going home to live with her. There's nothing wrong with that.
Apparently, she had back surgery, so maybe he's taking care of her.
Yeah, I would hope to shout.
Right. That's sort of the trade-off, isn't it? For yes. Parents take what care of the kids, and then the kids take care of the parents.
That's the world today. They're finding that kids are living, going back home to live in order to pay up school loans. It's a new world.
Well, I think that's true. And I think one of the things that's interesting about it is that some of the statistics right now are definitely showing that people cannot survive financially on their own. And so the extended family is making a huge comeback.
Yes, very big. Very, very big.
Now, in Japan, that's gone on forever. The elders were revered.
Yes, I know.
And, now in the United States specifically, we're seeing a huge resurgence of that. And it isn't even true in my family. My 34-year-old daughter, 35 now, she just turned 35, she's home with me and participates in the household. And my 20-year-old is still home. So I would almost be an empty nester if it wasn't for my 14-year-old. But my girls are all coming back because living on your own is a near impossibility.
I totally know that. At this very moment, I'm sitting in a van. My two daughters have gone into a restroom to get something, I think. We're visiting missions up and down the coast of California. And it's so amazing for me to sit in a car and look at the back of their heads and know they exist because I existed. And the closeness.
That's wonderful.
It is truly, you know, love one another is a very big deal. And I really, really like being a transactional analyst, help people negotiate and stop intimidating and stop seducing each other.
That's wonderful. Dr. Allen, do you have anything to say? We're out of time.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, our live show is on Thursday from 5 to 6, and LA Talk Radio also plays our recording on Friday nights. We thank them for that. And don't forget, Dr. Allen does private appointments. You can get more information at info@drpatallen.com. Thanks for being here.
Good night.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.